Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning, Chaz.
I have to tell you that a lot of people have been asking about you and how you're doing. And I say she's more worried about her patients.
Yes, I'm more worried about my patients or my coworkers than about myself or you or my mom.
No, you mean you're more worried about those people than
their
yourself.
Their well-being than
right.
my own.
You made that sound like you're more worried about your patients and your coworkers than you are yourself or me or your mother.
Maybe that's what happened to you.
Yeah, I made a mistake. Yeah, that was I misspoke.
I'm just pointing out what it sounded like.
Yeah. What I meant
for anyone
was,
who just joined us.
Oh, my God, stop it. You know, it's a tough time, and I don't want to get emotional, but, you know, now we're riding on our shuttles.
Separated.
Yeah,
less people separated. I mean, less people, and you're all separated.
Right.
Yeah.
And when I walk into work in the morning, and I see, you know, the sea of nurses and staff walking ahead of me, I'm not thinking about my well-being. I'm worried about their safety, and I just want all of us to be okay.
I know. I see when I'm out in the market and I see like an elderly person that you could tell is not in great physical condition.
Yeah.
I know that they have no one that could go to the store for them.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, oh man, this has to be the worst when you think I'm all alone. I need food. Yeah. I need to go out, and I'm going to risk my life now to get some food.
But then they cut me off in traffic. I'm like, well, no, sorry.
Well, and it's also the same thing for our patients. You know, coming into a hospital, because hospitals nationwide now have really scaled down the patients that are coming into the hospital.
Right. If you're there, you have to
come in
there.
That really need to come in.
Correct. Yeah.
And when I go into work, our patients are thanking us for coming in and thanking us for doing our job. And I'm thanking them for having the courage to walk in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, think about it.
Can you imagine the courage it takes to walk into that type of setting when you have no immune system to back you up?
Yeah. You're
That's
walking
so
into
important.
A hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Into a city.
Yep.
And they're thanking us. It's like, I mean, we don't want to thank.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine if I were in their situation that I'd have the same level of courage. So that's why when I'm washing my hands, I'm like, did I wash my hands? Did I do the full 20 seconds? You know, I'm Purelling so much that you feel a film of Purell on your hands. Mm. But you're doing it because you don't want to hurt anybody. You know, you want to give the best care you can.
Well, don't make a video
time.
Of using a lot of Purell because Phil might come after you.
Just don't make a snowman, whatever you do.
Don't make a snowman in your hands because Phil's going to go bananas.
It was a lightly
foam. He's
going
to go crazy.
We all need it.
It was a lightly foam snowman.
You're the one.
Well, you know, AJ's right, though. When the soap dispensers are going low, you do have to like press it like a million times to get like a little like...
Right.
Raindrop of soap.
Yep. You're in the medical profession, so you could use as much Purell or soap
exactly.
or whatever you can, sanitizer as you want.
Yeah.
So you were going to mention that you had a coworker walking somewhere and someone put their hand up.
Yeah, so one of my coworkers was telling me she was at the grocery store the other day and she was walking down an aisle. You know, we have to maintain this 6-foot distance between each other.
Yeah.
And, she's like, I was walking by someone. She was, apparently I must have been a little bit closer than 6 feet. I thought I was fine. And the person put their arms straight out. They're like, 6 feet.
Really? 6 feet.
6 feet.
Yes.
6 feet.
No, I have two, but thank you. You should probably stop drinking, sir. I had just two.
Chaz, can I tell you that story about the grocery store?
Yes.
So I was in the grocery store the other day. Young girl was checking me out. And, well, not checking me out, you know, checking out my groceries.
Checking out your groceries.
Yeah, right, yep.
And so she was telling me a story. She said, there's this elderly gentleman that comes into the store every week, and he has two canes, and he gets himself onto his motorized wheelchair to get into the store. And he comes to her checkout line, and he said, you don't have any toilet paper. He goes, I don't have any toilet paper at home. He goes, what do I do? You know, and those are the stories that it's like, you know, when people are buying a million, like, you're taking away from people that it's so hard for them to get in their car, get themselves to and from the store. I mean, this guy has trouble walking, and now he doesn't have any toilet paper at home. I mean, if these are the stories you don't want to hear,
right?
You know?
And I heard that story, and I've thought about him since I've heard that story, and I would just love to find him and bring him all of my toilet paper.
There you go,
here, don't leave the house anymore.
Here.
Yeah.
I'll take care of my own.
Right. Like, I'll use it.
I'll rub up against AJ's car.
There you go, see? Well, it's pretty well waxed. It's not going to work on, you know, maybe the tires. Go with the tires instead.
All right, hon. Thanks for coming on. I know you didn't want to come on because you were going to get emotional, but this is where we are right now. So
it is. It is. I love you, honey, and I'm
love you.
Very proud of the job that you guys are doing.
Stop. You're my hero.
You're my hero.
No, you're my hero. Yes.
Oh boy, it's time for dumbass news.
Okay.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Ah.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. I looked at the calendar, and then I looked at the screen. I'm like, this can't be right.
Okay.
Georgia governor was unaware people can spread COVID-19 without symptoms.
No way. Well,
there's a cowbell for you.
It's bananas.
Yeah, no, it's a cowbell. But thank you.
It is bananas.
I love bananas.
You're living under a rock? What's going on?
You ain't
going
to find bananas under a rock.
I think everybody in Connecticut knows the smartest person doesn't always win the election.
This is true.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp just issued a statewide lockdown. He's facing heat after claiming he just found out you can spread the virus before you have symptoms.
Oh, no.
Now, wait a minute. This isn't just with this. This is with any cold.
Right.
Really?
Oh, no. Huh? I was busy. I've been busy the last couple of years. I haven't had a chance to check this out.
In his defense, they just got phone service in Georgia.
Exactly.
Last week.
He just got shoes about 4 weeks ago.
Does he get briefed on anything?
Now I'm wearing briefs. I'm wearing briefs. Boxer briefs.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is. And why wouldn't one of his aides say,
sir,
like when they tell him and he says, oh, really? Say, okay, listen.
Inner thoughts, outer thoughts.
Don't
sir.
Tell anybody.
Not say yeah. You just found out.
Oh, wait. It says here on this press release I was not supposed to say that.
Oh, boy.
Imagine my face is so red right now.
All right. What is this clip? Is this just him saying?
This is him talking about it.
Okay.
What we've been telling people from directives from the CDC for weeks now, that if you start feeling bad, stay home. Those individuals could have been infecting people before they ever felt bad. Well, we didn't know that until the last 24 hours. And as Dr. Toomey told me, she goes, this is a game changer.
What?
That hair is a game changer. Well,
oh, my God.
That just totally ruins everything now, doesn't it? There goes the whole goddamn weekend.
He really does talk like that.
He does.
The CDC headquarters are in his state.
Well, right. No, the CDC is Chuck, Daryl, and Chuck.
What does CDC stand for?
I just said it. Chuck, Daryl, and Chuck. Ain't listen.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Imagine that. I had no idea. I feel so stupid.
And for the record, he's a Republican.
I do have a nice suit on, though. My Sunday kind of meeting suit. I'm also the pastor of the church.
Stupidity doesn't have a monopoly on any party.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Wow, yep. Wow, wow, wow.
Yep.
It's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
That Dr. Toomey, like, can we look up that doctor's track record?
Toomey.
Like, how many patients have you had?
It used to be.
And how many lived?
It used to be Sumi.
Hello?
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 I always like turning the slider up as the song is ending just to see what'll happen.
Yep.
I mean, I have a jump button if Scott says something that I know
naughty.
He wouldn't want out there.
Naughty, naughty.
Hello?
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Scott Haney, Channel 3, broadcasting from home.
Yes.
All right. Now, listen, I do have a landline, which I'm going to give Phil the number to. So next week, I'll call you from my landline.
Wow, look at you.
Oh, very nice.
Old school.
I think I actually have the phone, too, which plugs into the wall.
Wow.
So I'm going to.
Funny.
That'll give me a project to do today.
A lot of home offices are already suddenly pimped out.
Yep.
Oh, wow, there's a phone.
Yeah, look at
there's,
this.
I'm going to move this over here. I'm going to move that over there.
Check this out. Watch me.
Make it comfy.
Oh, big time.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's absolutely amazing.
I mean the phone, right?
So I'm glad I got that. You know, and they kept saying, you know, every time I call and say, can you make my bill lower? They're like, well, if you get rid of your landline, I'm like, no, you know, just in case
it's
one day. I'm like, you know, you just never know. Plus, I'm going to keep it around.
I kept mine.
I've had the opposite. So I've tried to get rid of the landline, and they say, well, you got the cable and the internet and the phone, and if you let the phone go, your bill's actually going to go up. So it's actually cheaper
I've heard that too.
To have the phone line.
Yeah. I kept my landline.
You definitely want the bundle, as they call it.
Yes,
you want
the three things.
Bundle. I got a bundle.
If you go cafeteria style, they start charging you for more.
Yeah.
A la carte.
Like, a la carte, yeah. Don't do
that. This is a bad cafeteria. I don't really like the food here.
Right.
So
have you been home all this time, or are you going out, or what's happening?
No, I went. I went to the supermarket yesterday, and I went to the pet food supply store yesterday. And then I quickly snuck back into my house. So I really have not been going out at all. Like, I haven't visited any friends.
Does that bother you? You're a very social person.
You know what?
Is it a nice break?
I'm so busy. First of all, with the emails. The emails are keeping me extremely busy. And then, we have to record promos and get, you know, technically I have to get stuff off to my cat must have just went to the bathroom.
Oh, gotcha.
Just now?
No. That odor. Yep.
The odor's wafting towards me.
Mr. Dash made a boo-boo.
Mr. Dash, could you not poo on live radio here, Mr. Dash?
He's like, what? I had to go, for Christ's sake.
It's unbelievable. I'm looking for it on his hair, but it's not on his hair.
He's like, dude, what are you talking about? A four in the air. What's the matter with you?
And he's like, leave me alone. And he's like, I got to go like the rest of us.
Right.
And then he's like, and I don't use toilet paper, so I'm conserving.
Hold on. Let's back that up. Phil, can you, hold on. Let's grab the tape and play it back.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Yep, found him. He dashed across the floor.
I thought I heard something.
Right? Yeah, I thought I did too. There it is. We turned up the mic.
Like
there.
A rocket went across the floor, man.
Oh my God, that is hysterical!
Wow,
very funny.
Wow,
very
fast.
No, and guys, I've started baking and cooking.
Uh oh, anything good?
I made an unbelievable coffee cake. If you had somebody in the neighborhood that could drop by and pick this up. I've already eaten. It's an 8x8 pan. I've eaten 4 inches of it.
Wow, look at you. I love coffee cake, man.
So good.
Fresh.
So
beautiful. And I followed all the directions.
What do you mean fresh? Of course it's fresh. He made it.
No, I said, I love coffee cake that's fresh.
Oh.
Yeah, this is fresh.
Everybody's so on edge over here.
He made a 3-week-old coffee cake.
Yeah, no.
Fresh out of the oven. It's 3 weeks old.
And I said, I love coffee cake that's fresh.
Oh, gotcha.
The box has been in my cabinet probably for about 3 to 4 years, maybe even longer.
Wow. Oh, so AJ's kind of right.
Was that good before you?
Well, it's 3 years old, but freshly made.
It's fresh now.
Freshly made. Yeah. And it tastes delicious, trust me. So if anybody's in the neighborhood from your station, let me know. I'll send some cake back.
Mm. And what happened to that long-distance relationship? Is that still happening?
It's still going.
Yeah. Wow,
we FaceTime like... We FaceTime like 6 times a day.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome,
that's
man.
Great. Yeah. I'm happy.
Good for you.
And he gets up 1:30 his time to watch me and to see what I'm wearing.
Oh,
really?
He takes a picture of it and sends it to me, and then he goes back to bed.
See?
Love it.
That's very cool.
Everybody say, aw, on three. 1, 2, 3.
Aw.
That is awesome.
So he's a keeper. So we're going to see how, I don't know, you know, he's in L.A., but we're still trying to make this work.
There you go.
And he had a flight scheduled for April 16th, but unfortunately that got canceled. So he's like, we have no definite plans to see each other. This is crazy. And I'm like, we just got to keep doing what the rest of America is doing here and just hunker down. I'm like, it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess so.
You know?
Channel 3 has been great through all this, I have to say.
Yeah.
You're great through everything. But coming out of the Denise thing, and I forgot what was happening. There was the photo still of suicide the day before the Denise thing. So you guys have been throwing some real curveballs where you've been testing the limits of your staff. Yeah,
talk about testing? Most of our staff is working from home.
No.
Like the producers are home.
How's that even possible?
I don't even know. That's a tribute to our technical staff, because God knows if I can get on television from my house, anybody can get on television.
There's hope for all of us.
Right.
There's hope for everybody.
How do you switch from what? So there's a switcher in the control room, right? Someone's flipping, flip back and forth.
Yeah, I got to log in the morning. I got to sign in, and then they switch back and forth. There is somebody back there on the station. John DeCenza is the gentleman's name. He's a very cool guy, and he's very helpful. So this morning we had technical problems. My earbuds crashed. I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't say anything, so we had to bail out of one of my weathercasts.
How did earbuds crash?
I don't know. They just don't they're not synced up with the iPad.
They don't bud.
And the earbuds are not hooked up with the iPad, and I couldn't hear anything.
Can you picture the engineer
picture this?
When he's on the phone with Scott? Like, oh,
okay.
No.
I need you to do this.
He's so talented in one area, but opposite
and
in this.
So not in every other aspect of his life.
When they talk loud and slow to you, it's not a good thing. I've gotten that many times. Okay, here's how it goes.
Who's home from you guys? Is everybody home? Or are you
Ashley's home. We have three studios that all face each other with big glass, and so we're in. The company gave me the option to do it from home, but the kind of show that we do with the amount of calls coming in and sound and the level of the show would be off if I did it from my house. I have a pretty nice studio at the house, but nothing like this.
I have a bench seat, a microphone.
Yeah. So my thought is, well, someone would have to come in here and do all the switching and the mixing and the phones, and so why not it be me?
Yeah, you'll see.
And then these guys are coming in. But we have protocol. If someone wakes up at 4 in the morning and they feel like they have a fever, there's a hold. This is what happens. 1, 2, 3, and then I'm from my house.
Right. First, shoot the messenger.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great. So you're running the control board there.
Yep.
Yes.
That's talent. See, I couldn't do that.
See?
I just couldn't do it.
There's sliders and buttons and stuff.
Well, you're funny
but you
every
know what?
Morning.
You teach me. I guess I could do it. You know what I'm saying?
You could do it.
All this time, man.
But you know what it is?
Say?
The people who don't want to do it, they act like I can never do that.
No, it's a necessity. You have to do it.
AJ's done a very good job at that. He acts like he doesn't know what to do, and so now he doesn't have to do anything.
Isn't that amazing?
I can't understand
Babe,
you.
Babe, I can't load the dishwasher. I don't know how.
I can't understand you right now.
Right.
Oh my
this
God,
is why when you're
wild.
A new parent and the baby needs the diaper change, the first thing you do is you go and you put the diaper on the baby's head.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
And then...
not oh, wrong end?
Not
I had
tight,
no idea.
Not tight.
No,
not
no,
tight.
No, kick and breathe.
Loose. But like a bonnet. Right?
And then the wife says,
you're never changing that diaper again.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
And you're like, thank God.
Right.
Okay.
It's called reaching your highest level of incompetence. They will never ask you again.
What are the plans for the weekend?
I'm going to sit here.
Right.
Do you mind it, or is it a nice break from all of the events that you do?
No, it is. It's a nice break. I mean, I hate the fact that these charities are losing money left and right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, everything has been canceled as far out as like July.
Yeah.
You know, this was a very busy month for me.
We had a big thing tomorrow night. Chris Radio.
Yeah,
thing.
Tomorrow night we're
yep.
at Chris Radio.
We're
that
supposed
got
to do
canceled.
That.
Yep.
Wow.
And unfortunately, then Rebuilding Together. I'm on the board of directors there. Their big rebuild day with 20 houses was April 25th. That got canceled. I'm pretty sure the New Britain Museum of American Art. That gala, I think that guy can't. I'm sure everything got canceled. Everything just got canceled. Yep. I'm not sure about the New Britain Museum, but I'm sure it. You know, you can't just. Have
You're not going to have five people, so. Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
So, but everything that was on my calendar is now off my calendar, except
the
dentist appointment on Monday. But I'm not going there either.
They just didn't get to call in their patients.
Yeah,
then, because
dentist,
you're definitely
yeah.
not going for.
Yeah, they're
cleaning.
Those are closed, man.
Yeah, they called me. Exactly. Mine's canceled.
It's emergencies only now.
Yep. And I had jury duty starting Tuesday.
Oh, look at you.
Where are you going to go?
I was going to go, but I called the number and they said, if you have jury duty, you are good for the next year. Please do not report to the courthouse.
Look at that. See?
I wonder if I'd want you on my jury.
I think so.
Could you imagine?
I'm talking if my life depended on it, not like a lawsuit or whatever. But
oh, gotcha. Right.
I just feel like Scott would be in there cracking up the jury. And it was they've been in there for 300 days deliberating.
Right. They're playing hangman.
They just love that. It looks like we got Scott Haney all to ourselves. We're never going to come to a resolution.
That is very funny. They're playing hangman, literally.
Something to do.
All right.
That's good.
Nice weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be cloudy. Don't get me wrong. Don't be like walking out the door tomorrow going, oh, where's the sun? It's going to be cloudy until about like 4 in the afternoon. Then the sun's going to start breaking through the overcast conditions, and then we'll see some partial sunshine late in the day. Sunday is looking like the better of the two weekend days. Yeah. There's just the slightest chance for an afternoon or evening shower, but it's so insignificant, we're not even putting it on the 7-day.
Gotcha.
So it looks like a pretty good week. You know, it's dry, so you'll be able to get out there and take a walk or, you know, get some fresh air, but not the best weekend. It's not going to be the worst weekend either.
Tell Dana and Greg and everybody there at Channel 3 that two big thumbs up from the morning's eight big thumbs up from
the morning
show. I'm
polydactyl, so I have a couple.
I was like, what is happening?
I'm polydactyl.
2, 4, 6.
I'm Dana right now.
Leave out that whole math part. Yeah, just say great job.
Yes.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You guys too. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
You too.
Ron from Lyme.
What part of everybody stay home doesn't everybody understand?
That's a good point.
I don't understand. I mean, the parks are open. How about instead of going to a park, open up your window and just get some fresh air and do some jumping jacks? If they're good enough for the military, then they're good enough for you. Now, I don't know the situation of that 16-year-old girl that passed away in the car accident, but this is what people aren't thinking about. You're traveling, you get into an accident, you're stressing out everyone that has to respond to that accident, you're out for probably no reason. Stay home.
I would stay away from that tragic accident. Well, Let's just keep with the people who
just
are
stay home,
out for no reason. Okay? Like the people playing
it's
golf.
The Wild West out here. People are speeding, they're talking on the phone because the police aren't pulling everybody over. All I'm saying is if you're staying home, you're not gonna be look. It's as simple as when you have nurses crying. Nurses are the strongest people in the world. They see poop, blood, vomit. They can take anything. And when you have
and that's just from my underwear
crying, you know, and it's right. And it's if they break down. I heard one thing: if those people die, we die. It's that simple. I don't understand people. Are we that stupid?
Well,
really, stay home. I mean, thanks for letting me vent. I mean, this is just stay home.
I got you.
It's not worth it.
That's a better slogan than stay home, stay safe.
Right.
Just stay home.
Or alone together.
Look, I don't want to get too far into it, but I can't tell you how many calls and emails that I get, and there's probably a million more that don't want to come on the air in fear of retribution. But the construction workers, there are a lot of projects going on now that aren't necessary.
They can wait. Mm-hmm.
Right. So when the bosses that at the top of the food chain are making the decision or influencing the governor and the workers have to go in and deal with it, I don't like that.
No.
I don't like it.
You know, I'm in sanitation. I have to be out here because your stuff has to be picked up. I mean, I'm picking up tonnage of stuff out here because everyone is just staying home and eating.
Right, exactly. Yep. Yeah, when those gyms open, man, look out.
Mm-hmm. I'm going from 6 ton a day to 12 ton a day.
And so
really?
Are we.
Right, because we're not at work.
So are we.
Yeah. Kids are not at school.
Yeah,
that's a good one, AJ.
I mean, just stay home. I mean, really, it's so simple.
If you can.
I've been a volunteer fireman for 20 years, and I go on calls. You're welcome. And I go on calls and I see something horrific. At least I can take a breath, walk away, clear my head. These nurses and doctors are patient after patient after patient after patient. This is just going to be the tip of the iceberg with these people. You want to talk about stress disorders. I mean, it's going to wear on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to wear.
That's a good point that you don't think about, like, people have a traumatic experience and then we get to take a break from it and we'll say, oh my God, this is one after another, after another,
daily.
After another.
Well,
you have one patient die, you pull the tube out, you put it into another one.
Right. Yep.
God.
You know?
Yeah.
tough.
Well, give Jennifer a big hug for me and just tell her thank you. And I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you,
brother. And thanks for what you do with the fire department.
Thanks
for the call. It's a good call, a good message. Mm-hmm. Just stay home.
All righty.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
He held for 50 minutes.
Wow.
To get that out there. That's how passionate Ron is about that. And he didn't even make fun of AJ once.
I know. Well, in case he likes me.
Yeah.
He's been getting that all out on Facebook.
Shout out.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So yesterday we spoke to Jimmy Altman about companies that have changed their whole game to help us in this pandemic.
Yeah.
And there was one company that one of the partners is like a Hollywood big shot or whatever that created this Halloween mask company.
Yeah.
And they converted the masks into medical masks.
See that? Look at that.
Leia Radiswan.
Lee
Radiswan.
Hi.
Is on, co-inventor of Mask Seals.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on.
Yes.
So what were you making and what are you making now?
Okay, so our company, my business partner and I own a company called Stick FX. And what we did was we invented a type of Halloween mask or prosthetic that just sticks to your face. So you don't put one of those old, 1985 Halloween masks over your entire head.
Right, yeah.
With the straps. I'm a silicone expert. I've been working in the medical field as a silicone specialist for prosthetic devices for amputees for a long time. And so we developed this product for the Halloween industry where it's made out of silicone. Silicone's safe for your skin. You can sterilize silicone. But what's unique is you peel off a plastic backing, and it has this self-adhering silicone backing. So you just stick it on your face.
Nice.
Instead of using glues and removers. And then you can reuse it after dozens and dozens and dozens of
times. That's brilliant.
Really? That sounds
impossible.
That's
brilliant. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, think about superheroes, right? You see superheroes in movies, and they take their superhero mask and they click it on their face. They don't put a string around their head.
Yeah, it looks stupid.
Superman wear, Batman wear a string.
Yeah.
It ain't no birthday hat.
Yeah.
Right. So, and, coming from the entertainment industry and using all these really harmful adhesives to get things to stick to your face and removers, they take a long time. Why not just make something that can just stick to your face and it's safe for kids to use as well and it stays on for hours?
And can you talk through it, though? I mean, if I'm talking, you're going to understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, sure. So we have, a full-face design for, a skeleton, but we broke the skeleton into two pieces. So you can, use the jaw and adjust it to everybody's face size. You can certainly breathe and eat and drink through it.
I won't sound like that.
Why didn't I know about this?
Nice.
And you're in Connecticut.
Look at you.
Yeah, we're looking in Connecticut. The business is out of Portland, Connecticut.
Oh, look at him. Portland. Right,
couple of things. One, you said you could use it multiple times or many times.
For our Halloween mask, we're going to claim that you can use it for dozens and dozens and dozens of times.
There you go, see?
Wow.
Dozens.
We have
three dozens.
Here,
wait.
The product's been around for about 7 years. We've just been working with really large entertainment companies. We just brought it to retail market this year.
Are they expensive?
No, they start at $20.
See that?
All right, let's just say in between uses, if a fly lands on it,
right.
So that fly now part of the mask?
Okay, so the whole mask is not sticky. It's just the back of it. So picture
I get
a superhero
it.
Mask, right? So
right,
it's just the
but
back.
I don't want a fly on my nose.
Right, unless it looks really
cool. We don't
want
to fly.
I don't want a dead
either.
Fly.
Everybody's smacking your nose. Stop it.
Be on the inside, AJ. The inside is the sticky part.
Oh, gotcha.
Just the inside. Whatever's up against your skin. And so the top part is not sticky at all. So you can paint it with regular face paint, makeup, however you want.
How do you keep lint, dust particles, dog hair, various...
Yeah, so this is one of my favorite demos. We have four dogs at our house. We're big dog people. And, we have a three-year-old who likes to put them on the dogs. And, of course, it attracts all the dog hair on the back.
Ooh.
But the amazing part about silicone is that you can wash and sterilize it. So you bring it to the sink and you scrub the sticky side
with
soap. It pushes off all the dirt and debris that got collected on it.
And it'll still
sterilize
be sticky.
Sterilize it with some rubbing alcohol and you're good to go again.
Wow.
Oh, I want one.
Can I have one with a beard and scar on it? Just curious.
Yeah, sure.
You can have whatever you want.
And a cleft. I want a cleft chin also.
Wow, this is nuts. And then how did you retool your company to help with this crisis?
So before there was this whole mask shortage thing, so about rewind about a month ago where we were just seeing people wearing masks. And my business partner is a super smart woman. And she said, you know, I'm watching all these people wearing these like surgical masks on the news, and there's these giant gaping holes on the side of the mask. How is that preventing right. particles from coming out or coming in?
Seriously,
when there are
yeah.
these big gaps? And she said, don't you think our adhesive formula that we have the patent on is, don't you think that would help seal the masks down to the face better so that there's just more protection for the people who are
wow.
wearing them?
Right.
And
contained.
The fact that they're silicone, they're hypoallergenic, and you can sterilize them and reuse it. So we were like, oh, you know, that'd be something really helpful for people, you know, who are wearing these masks, and maybe that'll help with better protection. So we started inventing this like little seal. Picture just a rectangle with like an opening in the middle, and you put that onto the mask, and then you stick it on your face, and now that surgical mask is
wow.
you know, adhered to your face, and there's no gapping.
Nice.
So you're not making the mask, you're making the thing inside that'll
right.
make
so
the mask
way safer.
Right,
so that's what we were initially
safer.
Doing. And then, okay, 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, there's no masks.
Right.
So the product was like, okay, let's get this to the medical professionals. Maybe they can use this. Maybe this will help protect them. And then the response was, yeah, but we don't have any masks
yeah,
to put
nice
on that right
masks.
Now.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Awkward.
You know what,
okay, all right. So, you know, fast forward again, 2 weeks ago, we get a phone call from somebody on the task force team at Johns Hopkins. There's sort of a colleague of mine. I ride motorcycles with them. And they're on this task force team of trying to solve this problem. There's no masks. What can be done for people in an immediate crisis? They remembered the invention we had for stick effects with the self-adhering Halloween masks. And they said, hey, we see what you're doing with those masks. Is there any way you can integrate that technology and help us develop something? I don't want to say help us develop, but can you come up with ideas that might be helpful for the medical professionals who desperately need them right now? And I was able to say, you know, we're a little bit ahead of you on that. This is what we're working with. And so my partner and I came up with this design, and I mean like in 2 days, of this super simple silicone mask that the back side of it that goes up against your skin is self-adhering. And you can put the filter in it, and then you just dispose of the filter piece. You don't dispose the whole mask. You put the little filter insert in it, use it, walk out of the room, dispose the filter, sterilize the silicone component, and you can reuse it again.
Just set it
and
forget it.
That is amazing.
Yep.
That even sounds to me like once we get on the other side, folks are going to say, you know, that's the way to go.
Yep.
Like this is should be the new standard.
The new norm.
Yep. You know, and we agree. We think there's two things happening. There's the immediate crisis. We need these today. We need
right.
these yesterday, we need them 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But then there's also looking at this product in the long-term potential, what the long-term potential has as well. So there's kind of two things happening at the same time.
Do you have enough materials to make these masks? What's next?
Okay, so here's the best part about this. Now, there are so many amazing people out there right now that are coming up with all sorts of contraptions and 3D printing designs and how to hand make these things. And boy, do we need those people right now. But what's the beauty of our product is that it can be mass produced in bulk. And we already have 2 or 3 manufacturers online that can produce thousands of these in a day.
Damn.
So the design is simple enough that we commit to tooling probably, hopefully in the next few days here, we commit to the tooling, to the shape and design of it. And immediately thousands of them are going to be produced.
That's unbelievable. It's yeah. really unbelievable. This is a national story. Leave it to Jimmy Altman to find this story.
Exactly. Hang his phone so get working.
Yeah, yep. He's one of a kind. He's definitely one of the best.
I'm just so proud now to be from Connecticut with this story. This is, wow. Good for
you. I got to tell you, this is a Connecticut story because, you know, we're in Connecticut, but let me tell you about some of the key players in Connecticut that came forward to help make this happen. I mean, Kim, my business partner, and I, we're two people. We're two women. We're two business owners. And we can't do this all on our own. But we had a manufacturing company, reach out to us, Jonal Laboratories in Meriden, Connecticut. They jumped on board immediately and said, we manufacture aerospace parts, whatever you need. They're working with us. They're donating time. for helping us with CAD files and STL files. We have Scott Bartley at Central Connecticut State University, who has been lending his knowledge in rapid prototyping so that every day we have a different prototype that we can test out and send to medical professionals to get their feedback and immediately improve upon it. We also even our attorneys at Cantor Colburn have been dedicating their time. Have you ever heard of attorneys dedicating their time?
There's one
anything?
Guy, that's about it, yeah.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And the Women's Business Development Council that we, my business partner and I are part of, immediately got on the phone and called everybody they could to get us in contact with the right people over at the Capitol and around the state to help us. And Senator Norm Needleman has just been answering our phone calls in a time when thousands of phone calls are coming through.
Right.
Norm.
This is really incredible.
That works.
I'm really inspired by you and your partner, Kim. Lee, how do I pronounce your last name?
Radzwan.
Radzwan.
Exactly how it's spelled. Radzwan.
Right.
Radzwan. Very well. Well done.
All right. So I love this company, Stick Effects. I'm buying a lot of these masks.
Absolutely.
Oh, thanks. They're great. They really are great.
And yes. It sounds like a great deal. Who's on one, Phil?
So this guy, Rob, wants to get cranking these out right away, and he's suggesting that she could get working with 3D printers in the state. Like himself.
Okay. Let's grab his number. We'll get it to Lee. Lee, thank Kim for us, and thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you guys for having me. And I got to say, there's Connecticut has a lot to be proud of, and you and your team over there on the morning show, you are definitely something Connecticut should be proud of. You guys are doing a great job for keeping us laughing every morning.
Thank you. And we're going to link up to your website, and if you guys need anything, please use us as your megaphone.
I appreciate that. Everybody can go to maskseals.com, and it's seals with a Z for extra flair, like it seals to your face.
Gotcha.
And if you go there, you'll see our videos. We're posting them trying to post every day of every new adjustment that we made. Yesterday, we came out with the mask that now has the adjustable straps to it. So every day we're making really close step forwards to getting right off to tooling for manufacturing.
Wow, Lee, thank you very much. All of this will be up on our website, and all of the links to Lee and Kim and their business, Mask Seals, at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow, what a great story. And I want to thank Jimmy Altman with Fox 61 for bringing that one to our attention. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. This, everyone is going to want to hear. Okay. How do you bring your groceries in, properly unpack them without endangering people in your house?
Aha!
And how long does this coronavirus live on surfaces?
Need to know.
We have an expert. She's a correspondent on Dr. Oz. And you know, he only has the best people.
I've got to know.
Mara, I'm not even going to try your last name. You want to do it for us?
you're a smart man. Schiavo Campo.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
A lot of letters. I'd go broke on Wheel of Fortune.
I'm going to call you Alphabet. How's that?
Sounds Italian. I love it.
Hey, how you doing?
It is Italian. Hey, buongiorno.
Hey, ciao. Hey, ciao, buongiorno. Hey.
Forget about it.
All right, I just did this yesterday, and I got like three cans into like unpacking groceries, and I said, all right, forget it. This is too complicated. Can you bring us through how to do this safely?
Yeah, so I posted a video on my Instagram, actually, Mara S. Campo, and I was shocked at the response. Clearly, a lot of people are wondering how they're supposed to put their groceries away because a lot of people watch the video. So here's the thing. Here's what we know about how long the virus can live on certain surfaces. We know that it can live on cardboard for up to 24 hours, and we know that it can live on surfaces like plastic and metal for 2 to 3 days. So what does that mean for your groceries? If you're dealing with cardboard boxes, things like boxes of cereal, things that are packaged in cardboard, the easiest thing to do is just remove them from the cardboard. So you take that plastic bag of cereal out of the cardboard box and you discard the cardboard. But if you don't want to do that, you have two other options. You can wipe the outside of the box with some kind of disinfectant wipe. Rubbing alcohol, even soap and water will work. Or you can essentially quarantine your boxes. You leave them in a foyer and a vestibule, a different part of the house for a day.
And then
when you bring them in the house, you know that they most likely don't have any virus left on them.
So you think one day? You think one day is enough, or leave it out there for two?
No, cardboard. They've shown 24
hours.
Okay,
so cardboard.
Plastic,
well, let's just say if you don't want to separate, right? So you walk in, you have one bag with your eggs and all the things that need to go in the fridge. That stuff you have to wipe down.
The perishables, yeah.
But all of the other stuff, you could just leave in the garage for 2 days, and you're good.
For 2 to 3 days, yes, because metal and plastic, metal and plastic, we've seen 2 to 3. So if you're talking about canned goods, which are packaged in aluminum, that can be up to 3 days. So, my suggestion is you just bite the bullet. You take the 20 minutes of extra time to put your groceries away. You wash your cans in soap and water. You take everything that's in cardboard out of the cardboard. And here's what's important. We don't know how long the virus can live on the surfaces of fruits and vegetables. And some things you eat without cooking, for example,
pear.
So I have now taken to washing all of my fruits and vegetables in soap and water.
Do you mean I'm actually going to have to wait? Am I actually going to have to now peel the banana before I eat it?
It's helpful. Yeah, it tastes better.
Well, I think that's generally a good rule of thumb.
It's less chewy.
Oh, I've been doing it wrong.
Is there any length of time to wash?
I noticed the outside was too chewy.
Is there any length of time to wash your vegetables? Like with your hands, is 20 seconds? It's the same rule with the vegetables?
So the guideline is, yes, the same as your hands. So those are kind of the reason that those are the guidelines is because you're trying to kind of break the bond that the virus has and rinse it off of your skin. And so those guidelines, that agitating your skin for 20 seconds, that goes for fruits, vegetables,
anything. Is that your assistant? Is that your assistant?
It is my assistant. And you know, I used to have to lie about what that was, but now that we're all working from home, I can't tell the fact that it's my dog.
Does he have a little lab coat on?
Yeah, she's wearing glasses. She's a good research
Very
assistant.
Good.
There you go. See?
All right, so the last part of that with the vegetables, just wash them all, fruit, vegetables, as long as you would wash your hands. So each one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I wash anything that does not get cooked. Now, if it's something that's going to get cooked, I just wash the container it's in. So, for example, if it's a bag of green beans, I'll just wash the outside of the bag because fire is going to kill the virus.
Yeah. Getting back to what you were talking about with the groceries, like leaving the bag for a couple of days, does it matter the temperature of the room? Like, if a warm room keep it longer? Is a cold room kill it faster? What's the deal?
Great question.
That is a really good question. And the reality is we don't know the answers to a lot of these questions yet because it's just too soon. We're learning so much about this virus. So I had questions about how long does it live on paper, for example, for your mail. You know, there are not definitive answers for a lot of these questions.
Man.
Yeah. Wear gloves.
Right. So I went through this the other day. I was peeling an orange, right? And I didn't think to wash the orange. Now that I've talked to you, I will wash the orange.
Right, yeah.
So I'm peeling it, and I'm like, well, how long does it live on the orange?
Right.
And I just took it from my thumbs, and then, you know, when you're peeling.
Now
it's on the orange.
Exactly.
Now what do I do?
An apple.
But we just don't know.
Makes sense.
Have a banana.
We just don't know, so it's not worth the risk. And you think of how many people have touched a piece of fruit by the time it gets to your house.
Yeah, they inspect
just
it first. I want this one. I'll put it over here. Or this one's too big. I'll put it over here.
Well, yes, if it lives. So how long did you say it might live on fruit? We don't know.
We don't know. And here's the other thing you have to keep in mind is your grocery bags themselves, because if you're talking about a paper bag or a plastic bag.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I've been doing is requesting double bagging. And then when I come inside, I remove the outer bag and then I take the inside bag into my house.
That's
but
cool.
Wait,
that's
a good idea. Person that's putting the bag inside the bag.
Right. Well, if you're doing your own bags.
If they don't have gloves.
If you're doing your own bags.
But how do you know the person who carried the bags over?
Right. But I'm saying the person that most stores now, if you bring your own bags in, they will not bag it for you. You have to bag it yourself. They won't touch your bags.
So, Mara, I think the balance here is do your best to limit the exposure, but you're just not going to don't make yourself crazy
trying to do
everything.
Right.
Yes. And here's the thing. Here's what the experts are saying is that they believe the vast majority of transmissions are from these respiratory droplets from person to person. They are not from objects and surfaces. That's what they believe right now.
Yeah.
So the risk is believed to be relatively low. So take some extra precautions, but don't make yourself crazy.
Yeah. The other day I was washing my sugar disappeared.
You have to, though, with talking about the droplets, really pay attention to the fruits and vegetables because what are people doing?
It's in the air.
Well, they're
picking up.
I don't want this.
They're breathing on it.
Tomato.
Yeah.
I want that tomato.
Exactly.
And you're feeling it, and you're breathing on it.
Yeah.
I didn't even think this call is a game changer.
See, look at that.
So thank you for that.
Yeah.
And the part that we don't know a lot about this, I'm sure you read up on 1918 Spanish flu. And some of the things.
I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos on the Spanish flu.
It's pretty amazing that we had public water fountains with one metal cup,
one cup
that everyone drank out of.
Ew.
And everyone, and they all the experts had a conversation about, do we get rid of the cup or do we not? But the water's going to clean the cup. Unreal.
Yep, explains Unreal. A lot, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but you know what's funny about the 1918 flu? They didn't even know what a virus was at that point in history.
Right.
That discovery didn't come along for several more years. So at least we know our enemy right now. We know what we're fighting, and that it, there is an advantage in that.
When you're out at the market, you must have a tough time because you know all this stuff, and then you're watching people, and you're like, I can't believe these people.
Yeah, I can't believe how casually a lot of people are treating this. You know, I just went for a run this morning. I'm running with a mask on. I feel like I'm conditioning for some high altitude training. There are people out there who have no mask, no glove, no protection. They're talking to each other. You know, they're hanging out, congregating on street corners. I am shocked at how casually people are still taking this in New York City, which right now is ground zero nationwide.
Right. Yep.
Right. I saw when, what was that medical ship that came in, the Mercy?
Yeah.
Came in, and everyone's gathered together taking pictures of it.
Taking pictures!
Like,
what?
Do you know what that ship is for?
Yeah, it's your future room.
Right, yeah. It's a shame people aren't taking it seriously enough, but they really... I hope with what we're seeing in New York City right now, it will encourage people to just stay home. Just stay home.
I think that's better. So our Connecticut slogan is stay home, stay safe, stay home, or stay home, stay safe.
Something like that,
I think just stay home is easier.
Yep.
I think that's a good
one.
Yep.
Yeah. How do I, do you have books or things or websites?
I'm putting everything on my YouTube and my Instagram. So and they're both the same, Mara S. Campo, C-A-M-P-O. And so everything that I'm doing, and we're doing a lot of coronavirus survival. Next up, we're doing laundry, how to properly do your laundry, because you come in from the outside wearing all these clothes that have been touching surfaces.
Oh, that's good.
We're doing technology, the different services, like what's the difference between Zoom and Skype and Google Hangouts, and you know, when would you want to use each one? So we're really trying to answer the questions that people have. So check me out on social media. I will post everything there.
Oh, that's great. Do you mind if we use audio and play it on the air?
Absolutely. I would love that. Please.
All right. We'd love to have you back on. You're fascinating. I learned a lot that could, you know, could be a game changer for
Except
people
for the dog's
that I come
name.
In contact with. We don't know the dog's name
Thank
yet.
You. Well, the dog's name is Dolce, and I actually, it's funny, I have prohibited people from petting her because, and this is a story we should do, I don't know if you can transfer germs onto the dog, and then she's in my bed, you know, spreading the germs.
Yeah, good point.
Don't touch the dog.
Look at you. Always thinking.
Tell Dr. Bolche we said hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I will.
All right, thank you.
You guys stay safe, stay healthy.
You too.
How do I pronounce your last name?
It's like a skiing avocado. Schiavo Campo.
Schiavo Campo.
Okay, thank you very much. We're linked up on the radio station website. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Who wants pizza?
I want pizza.
Me, I want pizza. Please,
want
I have an
pizza.
Urge for pizza.
Ken Barry, our good friend from Frank Pepe's Pizzeria. He's the CEO.
Oh.
And how Pepe's. Long have we known Ken now? Like close to 10 years?
Yeah, thereabouts, yeah.
Closer to 15, guys.
There you go, see? And we were just testing you, but making sure.
Ken, I got to tell you, I'm looking around here. I don't see any pizza.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking too. I don't see any.
I don't see any pizza.
I certainly don't see any over here at my house.
Is it outside by any chance?
Yeah.
Well, I'll see if I can take care of that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
If anyone could take care of it, it's Ken.
All of a sudden, a drone shows up with a pizza.
How are you guys doing? I'm guessing the pizza business is exploding now, right?
We're doing pretty well. 6 out of the 7 Connecticut locations are still open. We're open for takeout, curbside, and we have an arrangement with DoorDash to deliver Pepe's Pizza. And for the rest of this month, DoorDash will not charge a delivery fee.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, good.
Yep.
Good nuts.
Yep. Very good nuts.
No, think about this. Pepe's Pizza, world's most famous pizza delivered to your door.
Brought to your house.
Right to
the
door.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfection.
Do we know what the range is of the travel?
On average, it's up to 5 miles from the location.
Okay. And you said 6 of 7 Connecticut locations. Why is the 7th one closed?
The 7th one is at Mohegan Sun.
Gotcha.
We were just testing you.
No,
you guys know your pizza.
The question was coming out,
the answer
clicked in.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Boy, this is good news, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Nice white clam pizza brought to my house.
Are you guys able to keep all the supplies and stuff? Like, how are you doing on the supply side of it?
We're doing well. We have the full menu. So far, we haven't had a supply issue, and we're still getting fresh clams.
Wow.
See?
Ugh. Which is your best seller? Is it that clam pie?
Well, that's certainly what we're famous for, but the, you know, probably the most popular is still, you know, sausage and pepperoni. Meatball is a new one that's doing very well.
Meatball.
It's good comfort food.
Meatball pizza. So tasty.
Do you have that new one with that ragout on top?
Yeah, meatball and ragout. Yeah, we have that.
Yeah.
In all the
too. Oh, give me one of those.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. And their anchovy pizza is fantastic, too. I know nobody else digs it, but it's fantastic.
Is there a limit to how many pizzas you can sell one customer?
No, we haven't put a limit on yet.
Yay.
Yet, he said, yet.
Right.
So no, strike now, the iron's hot.
The thing I like about pizza is, you know, you can go on Friday,
yeah,
get a bunch,
yeah,
and you're good all weekend.
Exactly.
Yep.
I mean, smart. Yeah, reheated pizza's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Or cold pizza in the morning is delicious, too.
Yeah,
in
cold pizza.
Morning.
I want mine heated up.
I prefer, look, cold pizza's great, but I prefer, like, if you're going to do it,
yeah,
take the extra time.
Exactly.
Because it is the best
it
when
is.
It's warm.
Exactly, yes. I'm with you.
Yeah. What is that noise?
Don't you want me by Human League?
Somebody's calling somebody.
It sounded like Human League. Don't you
I
want me?
I thought he was
Don't
the Bionic
you
Man.
Want me, dan, baby. Dan. Yep.
No, I sounded like the Bionic Man. Like Ken was jumping over.
He's bringing the pizza.
It's one of those marital aids we were just talking about.
No, it's not.
Stop.
You and your AIDS.
Anyway, so how you doing, Ken? Good?
Doing well.
And then I'm guessing all the workers have the gloves and the this and the that and all that.
All that stuff, yes.
Yeah.
It's all clean.
And have you been getting big lines? Now, you always get big lines in New Haven. What's that like now? And are you having people stand 6 feet apart and all this? And
Yes, each one of our dining rooms is marked off at 6 foot spaces. A lot of them, we took all the chairs off, put it on the side, so there's plenty of room for people while they're waiting for their pizza to spread out. But we have online ordering now as well, and a lot of people are taking advantage of that, ordering online so they don't have to wait.
Okay,
to the restaurant.
That works.
Order online, and then how do you know when your order's ready so you don't have to go in and stand in there too long?
Well, we'll give you a time, you know, to pick up. And,
right.
And how close is that time to reality?
It's pretty close.
Oh, that's
we're better
nice.
Than the airlines.
See? Very good.
And tastier, too.
Oh,
yes.
So good. That is so good.
I cannot wait to have some pizza.
What would you order right now, AJ?
Well, I always go with the anchovy. But to be honest with you, I've been craving the white clam pie lately.
Yeah. I would, I think I'd order three or four. I always go with the cheese. And then I got to have a sausage. And then there's that tomato pie. What was it that Pam used to order?
The margarita pie?
No.
No cheese? Just the
fresh
sauce?
Tomato pie?
Yeah.
The original tomato pie?
That might have been
that Frank Pepe started with in 1925.
Yes.
There you go, see? Yep.
That one.
Right.
And then I would go with something like maybe a margarita.
Yeah. See, I want to take one of the pizzas full like a taco and eat the whole thing like that.
Roll it up.
Exactly.
Burrito.
Are you guys giving me your order? Is that what you're doing?
No. Why? Will that work?
So, Ken, when you have a pizza, what do you like? What's your favorite over there?
Well, certainly one of my favorites is the new one we have, the meatball and ricotta.
Mm.
But
that sounds great.
I want to try that so
Me
bad.
Too.
Those pictures look amazing.
Ken, it would have been nice if you dropped one off.
I can
buy delivered.
I can imbibe you.
Just saying, okay. Next time. Yeah.
Yeah, just saying.
It's not awkward at all, is it?
No.
But one of my favorites is actually sausage and pepperoni together.
Oh, nice.
Sausage
See?
And pepperoni.
See, now you're thinking, man.
I like pepperoni and I like sausage.
And
so
the two
why
meats
wouldn't
together?
I love them together?
Fantastic, yep.
You know, you get the spice, you get the sweetness.
Yep.
It's just great.
Absolutely.
You know what I think, too? I think that one might be better the next day. Right?
When you reheat.
Maybe not better, but really good because the oils get to mingle.
Exactly. It's like when you make a lasagna and you reheat in the oven the next day.
Day.
Yeah. Second day is always better.
Yeah.
if it lasts that long.
Exactly right. Before I eat one clip, like I said, like a taco, down it goes.
What have been some of the challenges for you? The volume of business or what?
Well, the biggest challenge initially, obviously, our dining rooms were closed, was really getting the word out to people that we were still open for business.
Right.
That we had, we have this arrangement with DoorDash, which a lot of people are taking advantage of because there's no fee from DoorDash right now through the end of the month.
Nice.
What's the fee normally? Do we know?
I think they usually charge like $4.99, something like that.
That's worth it.
Yeah, totally worth it.
And how fast did they get it? Are they pretty?
Well, they're called Dash, so I'm guessing fast.
Right. I guess so, yeah.
Eric and I use them all the time.
Really?
They're great. You have a little map, and it'll show you where the car is and what stage the process is.
Like,
so order is submitted. They call it the Dasher, the person that picks up your food. They're at the restaurant. They're on their way to you, 5 minutes away, that kind of thing.
See, Door Snail didn't work, so Door Dash is much better.
Yeah, Door Snail was
too slow.
Yeah, I ordered one years ago. I have no idea where it went.
I like that a lot. I wonder if I'm 5 miles of the Waterbury place.
I don't know.
Oxford. Mm-hmm. Probably not.
Well, you can go online to pepispizza.com. You can click for delivery, and it'll tell you if you're within range when you put your address in. Oh,
if not, you drive within range. I mean, the parking lot of so-and-so.
That's a good idea.
Not bad.
I meet you halfway.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Ken, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. And, of course, thanks for all the great memories eating the best pizza.
Thanks for having me, and let's stay healthy.
Exactly,
stay healthy.
And
let's, when that time comes, let's get you in here with a
pizza party.
Let's have a pizza party.
I wrote down all your favorites. So I'm up to about 9 pizzas, right?
Awesome.
Sounds light.
That's just today.
This is why you're running the company. Ken Berry, CEO of Frank Pepe Pizzeria. And we're linked up at WPLR.com, 959thefox.com. They're everywhere, and what a great deal. You can get it delivered right to your house.
Nice.
Or order online, and they'll give you a time, and then you go in and get it. Well, thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5. It's pre-recorded.
Right.
All right.
Oh, I hate Keith's phone, so he's got to do it on voice memo again. So, enjoy it. Yesterday on the show, you did the best albums of all time, and you had very good rules. Can't be a live album, can't be any songs that you skip. I love that. You know what was terrible, though? The albums! Oh, my God, the albums were terrible. Your favorite album is Hotel California, Chaz?
Yeah,
oh,
what's the problem with that?
Stop. So much talk.
Oh, let me guess yours. You too.
Right, right.
Oh, original.
Ah, Chung Baby. Yep.
Yeah.
Boring.
I did, when you're put on the spot like that, I just started looking through albums, and I wanted Springsteen, and then I wanted Billy Joel, I wanted Springsteen, but there were Dogs.
Right.
And then Hotel California was the closest I came to perfection in terms of loving every track.
Right.
But then I thought back, and I thought, you know what? Van Halen won.
There you go, see?
Wait, don't let Boss Keith make you second guess your choice. Yeah. That was a great choice.
No, I love that album. What, can you have more than one favorite album?
No.
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Favorite.
All right,
let's go back to the whiner.
So much talk about the goddamn Allman Brothers. Ugh. To be honest, only AJ had a good one. So kudos, AJ, to your random Motley Crue deep cut album. So here are the top 5 albums of all time by me, and they are correct. Number 5, R.E.M.'s Automatic for the People from 1992.
Garbage.
Ugh, that band sucks. They're so mellow and sad. And they don't rock.
Hold on, stop.
He knows us.
We clearly don't even have to talk.
He did
his part and our part.
He's got multiple personalities.
Oh, wow. This is great.
Nice.
He was giving us a break. He's like, you guys are working hard. I'll do what you do.
I'll go to the bathroom then.
Okay, good.
Yep.
They don't rock. They're awesome. That album is awesome from start to finish. It's super unique. There are all different kinds of songs on it. There are very slow ones like Everybody Hurts. There are fast folky ones like The Sidewinder Sleeps Tonight. There are beautiful ones like Night Swimming. It is a perfect album. Oh, but if they don't jam. Nope, it's perfect. Number 4, Nirvana Nevermind. I mean, I don't know how this wasn't on any of your lists. Not a bad song on it.
change music forever. Excellent. I don't skip anything on that album. Even the songs I'm totally sick of at this point. I'll still listen all the way through.
Ben, why Number are we three- sick of them?
Because it sucks?
No.
Sorry. No. Is that loud? Sorry.
All right, go ahead.
I'll still listen all the way through. Number three, The Killers' Hot Fuss from 2004. Yeah. This is where all of you say,
Hold on. Well,
hold on.
Okay. What did you say, Ashley?
I like that. That's a decent choice. This
How many
is,
songs
in my opinion,
can you name on that album?
There was...
then there was...
That girlfriend song and then the other one.
You're that girl. God. You're that girl who will wear a Guns N' Roses shirt and not know a song.
Right.
I love Guns N' Roses.
It was an example.
That I know of.
Right. Yeah, I like that album. Are they a That's plan? A great, yes.
Is there a plan
okay,
for
Okay, what's so, on it?
She right. looked it up now. Now you can't ask her because yeah. she's got it in front of
yeah,
her.
She's like, yeah, she's yeah. You can hear the clicking.
Somebody told me.
Okay.
You have a girlfriend that looked like my boyfriend.
Hot Fuss from 2004. This is where all of you say, what are the Killers? The Killers are a great band from Las Vegas.
I know the Killers.
They came out in the 2000s. They have two kind of top 40 hits. Somebody told me in Mr. Brightside, they're an amazing band. They sell out arenas. AJ still doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I know
Probably
what you're talking about.
A little too Depeche Mode sounding for your taste. Uh-huh. Number two, Pearl Jam 10. I put Pearl Jam 10 ahead of Nevermind because I just think it's better. I think Pearl Jam 10's perfect for the song Release Alone. That album is absolutely great. That band is still awesome. Only one problem with Pearl Jam. When they play live, a lot of jamming. Play them right. Play them like the album.
A lot of jamming.
He doesn't
and a
like
lot
jams,
of talking.
Does he?
He hates jams.
What's up with that, man?
No, but
you're getting a bonus.
No, it's he's right. You know, you'll hear a 15-minute version of Jeremy. It's like
Well, that song, yeah.
Play
no,
the 6-minute version.
Yeah. There's other ones on here.
That is a good album. That is this is the first album he's mentioned that I like.
I like Pearl Jam 9.
Nirvana, I did, and then, right. He ruined it for me.
11.5 is
every
me
5 minutes.
Pearl Jam
11.5.
I'm certain if he plays that album, he skips Jeremy. I'm certain.
Everybody does. Even the band says don't listen to it.
Okay.
And the number one album of all time, by me, is U2's Achtung Baby.
Garbage.
I'm saying,
called that,
Joshua
Chaz.
The Joshua
AJ
Tree
did.
Has...
Garbage.
Yep.
Garbage. What's on that album?
Garbage.
Garbage.
Is that the one with Bad? That's like his favorite song.
Is that Desire on that one?
All you two songs sound the same. How can it be number one? It's all the same.
The Edge has made doing one lead.
Right.
A career out of it.
Right. The same thing.
Watching Baby is Zoo Station. Even better than The Real Thing. One, Until the End of the
I like
World.
One. Go
Who's
ahead.
Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses? So Cruel. The
Garbage.
Fly.
Garbage.
Mysterious
Garbage.
Ways.
Mysterious Ways, good.
Trying to Throw Your Arms Around the World.
Garbage.
Ultraviolet Light, Light
Garbage.
My Way.
Garbage.
Acrobat.
Garbage.
And Love is Blindness.
Garbage.
Eh.
So you picked an album with two good songs.
I think it wasn't Joshua.
Rattle and Hum is way better than that album.
I like New Year's Day.
That's war.
Right.